Hello there. This is Lord Dextro of Xbox Live. I use the coveted Nexus One on the AT&T network, and you're about to listen to the Android Central podcast. And please, do not brawl your Rubelzella.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome to the Android Central Podcast. It's episode number 20 for Thursday, July 8th, 2010. I am Phil Nickinson. I am your host. I'm the guy behind Android Central most days. And to my left is Mickey Papillon. He's back from his recent trip to the Austrian Alps and somewhere in Southeast Asia, I believe. Mickey, what's going on?
Not much. It was a great trip. A little jet lag, but Colorado was nice.
You weren't actually in the Alps in Southeast Asia,
no,
right?
I was in Colorado. It's like an hour flight, which, you know, is pretty close, but...
I've been to Colorado. It's kind of barren and wide out, you know, wide open if you're there.
You know what? There isn't, I don't think, more beautiful mountains in the U.S., though, than what you find in Colorado. That's arguable, of course, but it's pretty nice.
I like it. And also, we have Jerry Hildenbrand, one of the writers from the site. Jerry, welcome from West Virginia.
Howdy. How's everybody doing?
I'm okay. How about you? How are you?
I'm fine.
That's good. I'm doing fine.
The other 500 people that are listening live are probably doing well too. But
yeah, how's everybody in the chat room? How are you guys? I don't think I asked. Everybody okay? Everybody have a
good
day?
Well, I asked.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, bad hopes.
We're all well. All right. Well, should we talk some Android? I'm trying to decide if it's been a crazy week or just kind of a so-so week or I don't know. We only had like two phones announced yesterday on Wednesday, so I guess that was a slow day. Ooh, wait. Breaking news. Oh, wait, no, never mind. Blaze! Not a real king. Signs with... All right, anyway, sorry. So it's Thursday night, and we're right in the, smack in the middle of the LeBron James announcement, which is coming at some point. And, you know, we'll just break it here live, because that's what we do, right? Android news, NBA news. I don't even watch basketball. I watch college ball. Crickets.
I just want to say, how many other platforms are out there today saying, ah, it was kind of a slow week. We only announced two phones this week. Seriously?
What's going on yesterday? It's like Dieter emails me about something else site-related, and I am him back. I'm like, dude, you know, I know it's been a slow day. We've only had two phones announced today, but so, I know. It's nuts. Well, let's just launch into it. Neither one of these phones is particularly probably – you know, top shelf, but we'll start with the T-Mobile Motorola Charm. It's this square-looking dude. It reminds me a lot of the Q9H that... Ooh, I got to mail that out. I'm sorry. I gave away my Q9H this week on the WM Experts podcast. So it kind of reminds me of the Q9H. It's got a front-facing QWERTY keyboard, a 2.8-inch screen. It's the first front-facing keyboard phone on Android that we've had, right? And way back when, like the very, very first Android dev phone was a keyboard phone, front facing, but, you know, never came out or anything. That's kind of a big deal, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so,
yeah.
I'm trying to get excited about it. And then it still kind of has Moto Blur, and it still looks like the old Moto Blur, not the new good non-blur Moto Blur, not Fill Blur.
Yeah, which makes it hard to get excited about.
Did you see there's a poll going on in the forums about what to call it? And actually...
Is Phil Burr on the top?
Well, and somebody emailed me today. Apparently, from the Droid X event, you have Sanjay Jha, the CEO of Motorola, said, you know, he called it Moto Blur. It's like, oh, God, here we go. I don't know. I don't know what to call it. I don't really care. All I know is I like it better than the old Moto Blur. So hopefully this Charm will have something a little better. So hopefully we'll get one of them soon, get to play with it. I don't know. What do you guys think? Is it time for front-facing QWERTY on Android?
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. This phone, you know, I saw it. I totally almost just discarded it when I first saw it just because of the, I don't know. It's got just a little bit too much cheese in the design, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. So, but I love the front-facing QWERTY. I'm a big BlackBerry user as well, and so I like this, and so I'm happy that they put it in. The backtrack touchpad on the back of it, is, I think, a little bit of a novelty, but then again, you're not smushing your finger all over the relatively small 2.8 inch screen, right? So you're keeping your screen real estate open as you're doing things and you're manipulating it on the back. It's okay. The fact that it's coming to T-Mobile is, I think, not really a surprise, but I'm would not get it because of that fact, but that's just me. A lot of people swear by T-Mobile.
It's got a 600 megahertz processor on a 2.8 inch screen. This thing is going to fly. Other specs, 512 of RAM, 512 of ROM. You've got 150 megs for the user storage. It'll hold the usual, micro SD card. The screen is 320 by 240. I mean, it's going to be fast as hell no matter what. And if it's not fast, then somebody screwed up. Wi-Fi VGN. I mean, it's basically like, you know, it's the same specs as the Legend and the Aria in this tiny ass little screen. It's going to be nuts. It's got the weird, like, touchpad backing to it, so you can run your fingers over the back and move in the cursor. Okay. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I have to agree with Mickey there. The touchpad on the back may turn out to be a good thing just because the screen's so small.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your thumb's going to cover up 2/3 of the screen and you're not going to know what you're trying to press.
I'm trying to look. Yeah, it says touchscreen, a capacitive touchscreen too. So you can still thumb the thing on the front.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's Android, of course. I mean, they haven't made one that doesn't have it yet. I mean,
no.
This is not Windows Mobile, please, you know?
I just, you know, I don't remember seeing a screen that small that was still a touchscreen.
Android or what?
Sanyo made a clamshell that had a little, like a 1.8 inch touchscreen on the front. I don't know the name of it, but, I almost bought one just, you know, about a year ago. Just
I'm sure
a novelty.
Something, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, they can make them even smaller, but it's just odd that they would.
The other phone that was announced this week is the Samsung Intercept, otherwise known as the Moment 2, and that's coming to Sprint. Mm. It's an odd time, really odd time for this phone to come out, especially with the Samsung Epic, which is, you know, the high-end slider horizontal QWERTY phone. And then you have this basically Moment 2, which it's a higher resolution screen, right? I think it's a little more powerful than the Moment, but it's not the Epic. I mean, the Epic by definition is epic. And then I don't know, Mickey, Dieter and I were talking about this last week. I don't necessarily see the need for low-end smartphones, for low-end Android phones. And I'm willing to bet you probably disagree with me there as well, right?
I do, because I think that you have a still a market even today that wants to get their hands on something that can take advantage of the high speed data and can do all these, I'll just say, higher end things without having to pay the premium for the device. And there's still a lot of people that $100 mark is the most that they will pay for a phone. And so even if you can, you know, find the highest end phones for $200, $100 is a much better proposition, especially when you go to Sprint and you can get essentially, you know, all this stuff. You get unlimited voice, text, data, and everything for what, $70 a month?
Yeah.
I mean, well, and this one will be $80, right? Because they'll have the premium add-on for it. But for $100 for the device and then for $80 per month, I think this is a pretty good value. And for someone who wants to take advantage of all the features of, you know, some of the smartphones that are out there, but doesn't want to spend over $100, this is where it's at. And the manufacturers are going to continue to make multiple tiers of devices as long as people keep buying them. And as long as we're in the economy that we're in and people are conscious about spending money. And isn't it funny that you'll end up spending $70 to $80 a month or more on your phone per month for your service, but you won't spend more than $100 for the actual hardware itself. And it just comes down to, you know, what can people afford when it comes to, you know, they have a certain budget and they'll spend it and they'll do whatever. But when it comes to new hardware, I have friends who have smartphones from 2 years ago, and there have been multiple iterations since their smartphones and have just decided not to upgrade because they don't want to spend that money. And I'm like, but you're spending $7,500 a month for the service. Well, yeah, but I don't want to spend another $100, $200 on the phone. So there you
go. But I mean, that's my argument, though, because high-end stuff is all right around $200 now. I mean, for another $100, I mean, that's it. You get this awesome phone, right? So much more powerful for $100.
But you're not thinking of the bottom And especially on Sprint, like Mickey said, it's, you know, it's relatively cheap and it's, you know, a full plate, everything, as much as you can use. Why would somebody want a Samsung Rumor 2 when they could get a Samsung? Oh, shoot. Now I can't even remember the name of it.
Intercept.
The Intercept. You know, it's a no-brainer if somebody actually takes the time, you know, mm-hmm. to compare both the phones, because one does so much more than the other for exactly the same price.
Mm-hmm. I'll buy that. So, maybe it's just the way I buy tech. I always overspend up front.
Well,
just to kind of future-proof.
But, you know, we're not normal.
We're the people who think about, like, the first and foremost thing. Most people think about things in their life that are important, like food. You know, we're the people who think of, like, phones first, and then, well, I can scrimp by on ham sandwiches for a couple of weeks, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, and most people think about it, it's like, well, a phone is important because I only have one, and I look at it multiple hours a day, and it's my lifeline, and this and that. But really, in order to kind of grasp what it is, think about some other things in your life that are important, like shoes. Phil, when was the last time you bought a pair of shoes?
Oh my God, don't even ask me about shoes.
Okay, but that's a great way of looking at it is, for certain people, every time that a new designer, like Michael Kors, will come out with his next pair of shoes, or
see the fact that you even know that name.
Okay, it's long story. Anyway, but you see what I'm saying? Like, some people will come out and buy the next. Everybody has a thing, and for not everybody, phone is their thing. It doesn't make a lot of sense to talk about it on the podcast, but that's what you have to understand: is that for a lot of people, it's another, you know, necessity that they need in their life. It's a commodity. This is what I need, and mm-hmm. I want to upgrade myself and be able to get my email and be able to do all these fun things on my phone, but I don't want to spend more than $100 on it. I get another pair of Michael Kors shoes to go buy. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, I was thinking about it this week because, you know, I'm looking here at my desk, and it's just stupid. I've got an Evo sitting here. I got the Droid X sitting here. I got a Nexus One sitting here. I'll probably have two or three, or hopefully all four of these Samsung Galaxy S variants that are floating around within the next week or two, I hope. And I keep going back
poor
to...
Phil.
I know, poor Phil.
I said poor Phil.
Are any of these phones going to be good enough to get me off the Nexus? Because even as I'm testing all these phones, I still have the Nexus here, and it's funny because I'll... You know, I try to take the Droid X out with me and just use it all day long, and sometimes I'll accidentally grab the Nexus. I don't know. Have any of these new phones that you guys seen like been enough to get you off what you currently have now? Like, would it take the place of your daily driver at this point? I think they could. I mean, I would absolutely use the Evo all day long. I would absolutely use the Droid X all day long if I were a normal person. Why can't I get away from the Nexus? Why do I keep coming back to it? Is it maybe because I bought it? Do you think that has something to do with it? Or?
Maybe.
Could be, or, you know, maybe it's a comfort level. You have it set up exactly the way you like it.
Oh, hell like no. I've been flashing this thing left and right this week.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. You're right. That's not it at all.
Maybe because you like the size and you're actually paying for the service on it, you know?
Yeah, that could be. I don't know. My wife's
pull the SIM out of it. Put it in something else for a while so that it's not in the Nexus. Put the Nexus in a drawer and then set your three phones there. And then
yeah,
see
no, see, that's no good because I had the T-Mobile Nexus on Edge, and that's essentially the same thing as pulling a SIM, right? The Evo that I have here doesn't have service on it right now. So I don't know.
Well, that's why you're not taking that one out then. That's
yeah, that could be. Yeah, but I use it around the house. I love the feel of this thing. I don't know. It's weird. I got to do some serious thought about these phones because, God, they're so close. They're all just so
what's
close
that? The X and the
Nexus, too. Yeah. So anyway, that's the Charm and the Intercept. The Intercept will be available this Sunday, July 11th, for $100 after contract, and that's about the right price for that, I think. Even if I don't believe in low end phones. I finally got the damn Droid X review written. I'm sorry it took so long. Had to, you know, go out of town and see four more phones being announced. And actually one kind of slightly major correction to that, review, and I've edited the review itself and the video. I could swear they said flashlight was going to be on this thing. I could swear it's there somewhere, and if I'm wrong about it not being there, somebody let me know. So I don't think it has flashlight. The flash is absolutely going to be available when it gets Froyo, hopefully within the next month or so.
I think what it might have been, Phil, is you got inundated with so many things at so, you know, at one time, because there's a rumor floating around that the Samsung phones will have flashlight built in. And that's probably, you know, you fly 5,000 miles in a week, you're bound to get a little bit confused. So
I started joking that I was going to write the Droid Galaxy S review or Droid Galaxy X, because I was mixing up specs between these phones and had to keep referring to the spec sheets, and it's just been nuts. They're pretty, this is funny. WN Flyer in the chat room says, LeBron James just made his announcement. He's not an iPhone guy. He's using the Nexus One. That's good. I love the Droid X. I love to death. If I was on Verizon, I think I would get it in a heartbeat.
So, okay. Let me ask you a question though. How did you find the picture resolution? I mean, I'm looking at some of these 8 megapixel shots, and I mean, they're okay, but
oh, from
I'm
the camera?
Not,
I mean, it's still a cell phone camera, right? I mean, look, the iPhone, from what I've seen, the iPhone 4 has the best camera on the market today. I don't care about megapixels.
It's scary.
Yeah,
it's scary.
I really don't care about megapixels. I don't need some 3,000 pixel wide photo. Even for, you know, stuff I take for my family. I mean, it's nice to have the larger resolution, I guess. But I would rather have a good lens. And I think that's so much more important now. And the iPhone shows that. I mean, it was fine. It looked like a cell phone, looked like a high megapixel cell phone camera. If you look at the ones
you see, you see this bar that's been set now. And, you know, you've got a 5 megapixel shot on an iPhone 4 that is just blows away a shot on a Droid X with an 8 megapixel camera.
Yep.
That's a problem.
And I need to mess with the pictures I took in the review are just straight, you know, pictures point and shoot, right? I didn't mess with the settings. It has these different scenes or whatever that you can do. So I didn't mess with those. I just wanted, like, here's what it is. Here's what you get out of the box. But yeah, I would, you know, how long have we been saying this? I would much rather have a good lens than, you know, 8 megapixels.
Your shot at the splash pad looks pretty good. The water, it's captured the water pretty good. You know, but the ones
that's
in New
one
York
of the specs
City,
they've been pimping. Yeah, no, that's one of the specs they've been pimping with this is the shutter speed. And I forget exactly what it is, but they're saying it's X high. And, you know, and that might be just whatever the normal speed is for a cell phone camera. I don't know. You know, they're also pimping, you know, 400,000 pixels. And the only reason it's 400,000 instead of 388,000, like every other, 480 by 800 screen is because it has those extra 54 vertically. Like, really? Okay. That just, you know, the spec wars are getting just out of control. I would rather see something done really well than just these minute little differences.
All I'm saying is that you've got to really realize that, I mean, we have put up for too long with just poor cameras on phones, and most people don't carry around a phone and a camera. And I'm with you, Phil. I'd much rather have a better camera. You know, separate and be able to take better pictures. But a lot of people just want to have those pictures on the go. And, I mean, man, your picture of the keys looks like poop. I mean, it's not good, man. Like, I was
pretty
disappointed
when
I saw that.
That was in horrible light. That was in the hotel room, I think.
Even so.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, so it's a low light picture and people take low light pictures. That's real weird stuff.
Anyway. I can't say that. I mean, these are bad because look at what you were taking pictures with a year ago, and you know, 3 megapixel was the standard, and again, it's not about megapixels, but you know what I mean. Like, the cameras were just not as good as they are now, and I feel like this one is right on the edge, and I kind of felt that way about the Incredible too. But
what about you, Jerry?
It's good enough for me, but you know, again, we've spoken about it. I'm not a very good photographer at all, and point and shoot, and it's not blurry, and it looks okay to, you know, email somebody or, you know, take a quick little video. That's good enough for me. I can understand, you know, like Mickey's point of view that people don't want to have to carry another camera around. Maybe if, you know, I could set up a decent photograph and take good pictures, I might feel the same way. But the way it stands now, I think, you know, and we'll go back to the Nexus One. The Nexus One, 5 megapixels, fairly decent, clear. That's more than adequate for me. So the Incredible or the Evo or the Droid X is even more than adequate for me.
Droid X's are actually shipping early, apparently, from some warehouse in Memphis or something. So a few people have gotten them already, including people in our forums. So if you haven't checked out our forums lately, they are insane. Everybody in there is just awesome. I can't keep up with it. I'm trying to post in there more, but it's like there's so much stuff going on. So go check that out if you haven't already. See, the AT&T Captivate just got announced today, actually Thursday. So it's, I mean, not announced. We saw it. I've touched it. But it will be available July 18th for $199 after contract. Apparently that's not rebate, though. So it's just going to be $200 outright. That would be, I would love to see that just
away. Yeah, agree.
No more rebates. Rebates are so stupid. Especially now that they're doing just gift cards, and I understand why. But just give us the damn phone, please.
Yeah, they make the money up on the service agreement. You know, stop nitpicking and playing the rebate game if they're playing a game. You know, maybe they're honest and all these horror stories you hear about rebates is just overreacting. But why not just do it all up front and be done with it?
Hey, did you guys see the story from Eric Schmidt? It came out of England. Eric Schmidt was talking and basically said there's going to be no Nexus 2 probably. The Nexus One served its purpose. It, you know, it forwarded the whole hardware thing. And I don't know. You believe it? You think he was just marketing speak?
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of sad. I was kind of waiting for the Nexus 2. We heard about it. I mean, 3-4 months ago, we said, hey, it's going to be a Motorola device, right?
Yeah, that's what it sounded.
And so now they're saying, you know, that we're not trying to compete with Apple. That's not what we're trying to do. And we're happy with the Nexus One. So, really? You know, I mean, it's kind of funny because every phone that comes out or has come out over the past 6 months has really been the Nexus One in a different iteration, right? I mean, it's been a 1 gigahertz processor, a good camera, relatively good specs. And I think that they really could have, well, maybe not. I was going to say they really could have done well if they would have come out with another, you know, iteration of the Nexus, but I think the carrier issue is a bigger one than they're, I think they're going to downplay it. They're going to say, you know, hey, we did this because we wanted to do this. But as long as there's not a carrier that's, you know, showcasing their phone in the stores, where are people going to get it? So they're going to put it in stores now and they're going to sell some more of them and they're just going to let it run its course and they're going to be done with it.
What do you think, Jerry?
I have to agree with Mickey. It's a shame. I know. I'd be one person that would buy a Nexus 2, and I think both of you guys would as well. But, you know, if they're not going to sell enough to make it worthwhile and focus on, you know, doing the software, they're, you know, supposedly we're going to end this fragmentation issue, get everybody on the same page, and these are specs you're going to have to try to follow. You know, maybe that's what they, you know, financially they think that's a better choice. Even though it does hurt to know that there won't be another one, you know, another dev phone, so to say, to play with.
Uh-oh. LeBron James going to Miami. And with that, we return to your Android Central podcast. Still in progress. Already in progress. Thank you, DH Massacre. You can listen to us from now on. I saw your post earlier. Yeah. So, we all over that? Can we get over the LeBron thing? Thanks. Yikes.
I'd like to talk about some leaked T-Mobile roadmaps.
Let's talk about this roadmap. It's a roadmap, and it's been leaked. I guess it's a roadmap. There's some stuff on there we've already seen. The Click and Click XT look like they're slated for some updates. In fact, they're getting one right now. It's a maintenance release. It's not Froyo, or actually, they're still waiting on Eclair, right? But we saw some future stuff as well. Some of it, and it does not say so on the roadmap, but some of it is Windows Mobile stuff. The, not the Schubert, what was it? Was it the Schubert? Or was it the Vanguard? I forget. One of the HTC phones is definitely a Windows Mobile phone. So
I think it's the Schubert,
Excuse me, a Windows phone. God, yeah. I, of all people, should not be messing that up. So I don't know. We've got the Vanguard that is under September. Now, I don't know what these dates mean. These dates could mean launches. These dates could be announcements. These dates could be internal T-Mobile things. Just don't know. But we've got the Charm for 721. That lines up. Click and Click XT getting an Eclair update. Looks like mid-August. And then the Charm getting MR1, which will be another update, TBA in September. The Vanguard for September 9th. Emerald. And that's, what do you guys think about this T-Mobile Project Emerald? Because this has been floating around for a while. And
yeah, if I hear that name one more time without somebody telling me at least what it is, I'm going to go crazy. But
and the guys at T-Mobile News are just all over it. But I'm betting Windows Phone. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
Well, not if the Schubert is. I don't see them putting out two Windows Phones.
You know, I'm thinking that it's going to be their HPSA Plus that we're calling the, you know, that slider. I really, that's my gut call because that would, you know, that'd be a big deal.
Would it?
Hey, well, you know, as big a deal as, you know, Sprint saying 4G, they've got 100 million customers. T-Mobile can say HPSA Plus, we've got 100 million customers. Here's the first phone.
T-Mobile's calling it, and it's good Mickey's back for this. I mean, T-Mobile's calling it 4G, but it's not 4G. It's fast, but it's also not exactly in, you know, every market known to man, right?
Yeah.
Right. I like to call it 3.75G.
Oh.
Because, I mean, realistically, the fourth generation is going to be a totally different technology.
Right.
And so as much as you want to say that the speeds are comparable to what 4G has, and in fact, in many cases, they're actually faster than what 4G has to offer, at least right now with what, you know, WiMAX is doing for Sprint. It's not a different technology. It's not another generation of technology. It's just iterations on top of it. And that's why I lovingly call it 3.75G. So, and I think T-Mobile's doing a great job with what they're doing. They're putting together a network that, and no one cares about networks. That's the thing. You know, it's a technology that has a lot of room to grow. And I think standardizing on LTE is a good way to go because it makes it easier for the consumer. But from a cost standpoint, you've already rolled out an HSPA network and to build on that is not that much more, for the carriers. And it has vast improvements as far as speed. And really, you know, once you get above a certain point, at least in today's, you know, era, and I'll say like 5 megabits per second. Are you really even noticing that on a phone? I mean, that's fast on a phone. I mean, based on the amount of screen real estate and all that other stuff. But, if it is indeed T-Mobile's Project Emerald is this HSPA Plus network that they're going to upgrade to. I mean, you guys saw it this week too, the 42 megabit per second network.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Christmas. I mean, wow. 42 megabits, that's...
Wait. You of all people need to say that that is theoretical speed and you will not get that sort of...
No, of course not. I mean, look at our 7.2 megabits per second network on AT&T right now. That's getting us like 2.5 megabits down at max.
On a
so,
good day. Down.
Well, that's okay. All backhaul, right? That's the issue.
It's backhaul. It's how many people are on the tower at that time. I mean, there's, you know, it's, you know, which way the wind's blowing. It's... If you're touching the bottom left-hand corner of your phone.
Oh.
I wasn't even going to go there.
Oh.
You know what I mean.
All right, that's HSPA plus.
Plus.
One. Plus one.
No, there's no one.
Are they going to call the next one? They will.
No. No, we're done with HSPA after plus.
Yeah. Let's blow through the rest of this. The white Evo 4G is out there. You can buy it. Kind of looks cool. Some people hate it. I kind of like it, but whatever. Let's talk OS updates because we got a ton of them. We got these Android 3.0 gingerbread rumors that were sort of put out there by Eldar, who apparently is now on the run from the Russian police. If you don't know that story, then just look up a Nokia blog and you'll find it. It's long and sorted, and I don't want to get into it now. Look, all right, I'm pretty sure gingerbread is going to bring some pretty cool UI stuff. How much this Palm guy, Matthias, what's his name, who was picked up, can do, I don't know. It's a short amount of time. There have been rumors that Gingerbread might come out as quickly as October. That seems a bit quick. I would expect an announcement by the end of the year, and that means Nexus One, hopefully.
Just as long as the guy from Palm does not change the force close screen to make it say too many cards. Because if he does that, I'll lose my mind.
Obviously, most phones won't get it until next year sometime. I think that probably goes without saying. The other news that's out there is that this Google Music thing that they showed off at I.O. that's not really official or anything will be a part of Gingerbread. That would be very cool. I'm looking forward to that. You know, streaming music, be able to buy music directly. I bought that Ting Ting's That's Not My Name on the way downtown this afternoon so my daughter could listen to it in the car. She loves that song. 4 years old. How does she know the Ting Ting's? It's nuts. I'm old. I'm getting so old. But I'm looking forward to that. I don't know. I mean, it'll be announced when it's announced. You know, there are these rumors that it'll have some crazy specs to it and, you know, 1 gigahertz will be the minimum. And I could see that. That wouldn't surprise me. But some crazy screen resolution? No, I don't buy that for a second. So everybody chill. You know, let's get Froheo on some more phones. All things in due time. We'll get Gingerbread soon enough. And I think we'll like it. I'm getting old. I want everybody to just slow down a little bit.
Well, that's okay. It's okay to be old, Phil.
Our pal Eric Lynn, good guy, from HTC, was talking to Pocket Lint and basically said they expect to have all their Froheo updates hopefully done by the end of the year, by Christmas, is what he said. And I could see that. I mean, it's going to take a little time. Look, people, the Froheo code was only released 2 weeks ago. I mean... At the Droid X event is when it became available to developers, to manufacturers, and to the carriers. It's been 2 weeks. We need a little patience here. I'm sorry it's taking, you know, longer than you want it to, but these things take time. HTC wants to get it right because, you know, damn it, they'd rather you bitch about it not having it for an extra week than getting the support calls a week later. And so would I, for that matter. It's coming. Everybody's working on it. I'm a little concerned about what's going to happen with things like the Xperia line that's still waiting on Eclair. I hate to say lost cause, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they're either going to get Eclair and then that's it forever, or they're going to wait God knows how long for Froheo.
Which is a shame, because, I mean, it's not a bad phone. And I understand we don't have it here in the U.S., and that sucks, but there are a lot of places that do have it. And it's a good phone. It's not a horrible phone. But it's just languishing with this older UI, and it's, you know, the one I used was slow. So we'll see. But, you know, everybody be patient. Be patient with HTC. Be patient with Motorola. Let them do their jobs, and they do their jobs well. And just, you know, I'm not going to change anybody's mind. I understand that, but I feel better saying it. So just relax a little bit. It's not, oh, my God, we're not going to get our update until December 23rd, and then everybody will go on holiday. And
no. Yeah, and I apologize to everyone. When I read it, you know, by Christmas means that it'll happen sometime before Christmas. Maybe I should have made that a little bit clearer. I certainly didn't mean to make it sound like you have to wait until you see Santa Claus at Walmart before you're going to see Froheo.
Damn it, Mickey.
What's up, man?
I just got an email from one Mickey Papillon.
No, you
get Froheo on my phone.
I really want to know when I'm going to Froheo on my phone. I figured if anyone, the Phil Nickinson would tell me.
It'll be next Tuesday at 3:00. So take the day off work and stay home.
Nice. Did you hear LeBron James going to Miami?
Yes, I did.
Just got an email on it from my news sources. However, I found out on Twitter.
Did we lose Mickey?
I think we lost him. Oh.
No. I was about to accidentally cut him off. The Droid Incredible reportedly will be getting an OTA update that might bring 720p video in the mobile hotspot. How did that one miss out on the mobile hotspot service? Why did that not happen? Maybe they just didn't have the billing set up in time or something. I don't know. That's odd. I mean, that should be kind of standard on any phone these days, I would think.
I agree. I have nothing to say about that. That's, you know.
That would be a welcome addition. I would like to see both those things. What else? The backflip is in the middle of an update right now. It's just bug fixes and maintenance stuff. So still waiting on Eclair, let alone Froheo. Android SDK, for those of you who use the SDK. If you don't, I linked to a piece that Jerry did. Actually, it was your very first Android Central post.
Yeah.
And I still refer to it, actually. Talks about setting up the SDK and why you might want to use it. At the very least, if you want to do screenshots, I still find it kind of the easiest way to do it. It's slight pain to set up because you got to hook into some servers and stuff and get the stuff downloaded. But after that, it's helpful. And you can use it to, God, I'm lazy. I'll plug in my phone and use it to reboot my phone rather than like holding down the power button. Or, you know, if it's a stock build, then you don't have reboot. Or actually, I like that quick reboot app that you, that you put on one of your ROMs. That was nice. I hadn't heard of that. So you can go get that. Froyo and Sense are starting to get hacked into some ROMs now. We've seen them on the Desire. We've seen it on the Evo in an Evo 4G ROM. I haven't gotten a chance to try that. Have you, Jerry? Probably not.
No, I haven't. I was on the phone this afternoon, so I use my Evo as the house phone.
Right.
So I didn't get a chance to install it. I've got it downloaded and ready to go. I know the guy who did it over at XDA. He is a great guy. Let's all bug him to come to Android Central forums. I bug him all the time about it. It'll be quality. I can tell you that pretty much. You know, it's probably not 100% complete. And I think he mentions it's not 100%, but if you're rooted and want to play with it, I wouldn't be afraid to try it.
I need to get this Evo rooted again. I don't know what the problem is. I got to work on that some more. What else? The Milestones getting a bug fix update. Eventually, it's actually only out in Greece right now. Motorola had to pull it because they pulled the trigger too quick. And, that's it for OS updates. Man, that's nuts. How many phones do we have that we have to worry about updating on any given day?
1,200 or so.
Let's do some apps, because everybody loves apps. Jerry did a really good piece that we put up over the weekend about Lingo versus the MyTouch 3G Slide Genius Button. And you've got the MyTouch 3G Slide there. You're reviewing it. What do you think of the phone? Sorry, we should have talked about that.
I like it. I'm pleasantly surprised. It's a little powerhouse, and it's not supposed to be. I'll have the review up soon. I've got all the media together. And I even took the time to try to imitate Phil and do a little benchmark with some other phones here. And everybody's going to be surprised except the people that already use it, I'll bet.
My one thing, and I only used it for like a day or so, my one thing was the keyboard. Like, the keyboard itself is not bad, but the stenciling of the letters and the little alternate letters, so when you hit the function button, you get the secondary whatever.
Yep.
The font and the color and the size are exactly the same. So when you just glance at it, it's like, ooh. Okay. So, I mean, you have to stop and think about which one you're hitting.
And they don't come on with the backlight. Your alternate.
Ooh,
so
that's right.
So that's even worse. But, you know, that's something that if I had been T-Mobile service – my wife will soon be in the market for another phone. She gets tired of seeing me get all these phones. I would definitely think about it for her because it seems really solid. And like I said, we'll get a review up. But, that's an issue that I think she would be more than happy to deal with, to have the little phone that can change the theme out of the box. And it's really nice.
What bugs me is that's an HTC phone, right?
And, yep.
You know, we know HTC knows how to make – slider keyboards. The Touch Pro 2 is still my favorite. So I'm betting it was T-Mobile that screwed that up. And it's disappointing because otherwise I think it'd be a really, really exciting phone. It's weird. I don't see them pushing it nearly as much, and maybe I'm just not seeing it. But I would expect kind of a bigger splash about it.
Yeah, I mean, me too. Maybe they just haven't gotten around to it yet. Because I think they could have a really good seller on their hands, and a lot of people would be happy with it. You know, that's just my opinion. Everybody has their own. And in give me a few more days, you'll have something there you can read and see exactly what I think about it.
Cool. Looking forward to it. Let's see. Fring was just updated today for the iPhone. And why are we talking about an iPhone app? Because now you can talk. Do video chats on Fring between an iPhone and Android. So Renee Ritchie from Tippy and I did a quick little call and did some video up of that today, and it worked okay. He had an issue on his end where the speakerphone wasn't working, and I'm not sure if it was Renee fail or Fring fail or iPhone fail or what. As far as the Android side of it went, it was just fine. I propped up the Evo on the little kickstand and held the camera, did a little video while Renee had to prop up his camera and hold the phone. It was like, ooh, you don't have a kickstand, do you? Be careful. Don't hold it with your left hand. Don't touch the antennas. and just giving them a hard time. But that's cool. So you can use Fring video chat with all your friends with iPhones. Because let's face it, there are a bunch of
Apple. I want to say, you know, thank you, Apple. I was kind of wondering if they would really open it up like they hinted that they would, you know, the interface for the front camera. And that, good on you, Apple. That's a move in the right direction. We all love you.
But this is Fring. This isn't the FaceTime app.
I was worried that they would not really even open the hardware up to third party, you know, right away until they decided that, you know, FaceTime, you know, had its moment in the sun. Now we can let other people use it. So I'm just glad to see them stick to their word and say, here you go, do what you want with it. And it works, you know, relatively well.
Right. Speaking of video chat, quick. Updated itself actually like in the past week. We're a little behind on that. And it says it's doing more than 25,000 video chats per day. That seems like a lot, but cool, whatever. Let's talk about the AppBrain update, because that was very cool this week. One of the things they announced, Google announced at I.O., was being able to push things to your phone. You can push apps. You can push links. We did a video up, probably almost 2 months ago now, when Froyo first came out for the Nexus One, when the leaks came out, we demoed this, you know, 2 months ago, the Chrome to phone feature. So this is sort of the same thing. AppBrain, we use a lot of AppBrain links in our app stories. But now you can basically click install on your browser, on your desktop browser, and it will push the install out to your phone, which is very, very cool. And Jerry did a really nice video showing that. You like it?
And
it's good.
No. I love it. And it works on anything from 1.5 up. No need to wait till your phone gets Froyo. And that's what made me the most excited.
Mm-hmm. That is a very, very good thing. So good on them. I met the AppBrain guys right as I was leaving I.O. I don't know how I missed them the rest of the time. Out of the joint.
If Google's listening to us, if they do, throw a whole bunch of money at those guys. Trust me.
No, they used to work for Google.
Well, then Google knows. This is something that I would love to see migrated natively right into Android.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really do think good things are coming. Hopefully in Gingerbread, if not beyond.
Yeah.
What else? Talk about the mobile YouTube thing, because I haven't gotten to play with that either. So they updated the site with some of the HTML5, mm-hmm. the mobile site. So is it better than the app now, or...?
The end result is about the same, except now you can have a little video in portrait mode. I think the big issue is HTC's browser still takes over with their Flash player, so you don't get to watch the HTML5 video on a Sense phone. But on the Nexus, you know, I like it. I like it a lot, and there's no need for a standalone YouTube player anymore, in my opinion.
Cool. Let's blaze through the rest of this. We got a bunch of voicemails and emails I want to get to. Twidroid is now Twidroid. They changed the spelling. They were bought out by TweetUp. What's odd is they say that they're going to be included on millions of phones out of the box, which in itself wouldn't be a big deal, except for supposedly the Twitter app would be included in, I guess, in stock builds of Android. But obviously carriers and manufacturers can do whatever the hell they want. Mm-hmm. So that... Yeah. I understand the marketing behind this. I understand the business aspect. I'm not crazy about, you know, putting apps on ROMs. There are some apps that need to be built into ROMs, and this goes back to the Windows Mobile thing. But or at least somehow give you the option to get rid of them because it's taking up space.
Yeah. And, you know, I can see that Google wants to include the official Twitter client because mm-hmm. it does hook into the operating system a little bit. So go ahead and put it on that.
But I don't want to use it. I want to use something else, and I want to be able to take it off my phone.
But no, I didn't mean Tweedroid. I meant I can understand why Google wants to bundle the official in. You know, I agree with you. Let me take out what I want to take out, and if Google thinks that it should be in there, then stick it in as long as I can take it out. But Tweedroid, I don't see a reason to stick that particular program on the phone that, you know, 80% of the people who are buying don't come on the internet and learn how to work it. So, but I always say I don't make decisions. I just sit here.
Price Grabber app, if you've ever used it on the desktop, there's now an Android app for it. 1Password, which is, that's a, Mickey, do you use 1Password? You're a Mac guy.
Yeah, I don't. I read a lot about it, and I often feel like I should, but I just, I don't know.
It's one of those password apps that'll store all your passwords, and then you have one master password that takes care of it. And I need to give it another try. They've got a Windows beta out, so you can use it on a Windows desktop. You have to manually push the keys over to your Android phone right now, which is kind of bad. I'm trying to see if I can use Dropbox, because they actively use Dropbox to sync between desktop machines. So I'm trying to see if I can get that to work with Android, and I just haven't gotten a chance yet. And Yelp got an update, so now you have the Monocle service and check-ins, which is cool. There's so many check-in services now. I'm starting to get a little overwhelmed. I'm still a Foursquare guy for what reason. You know the only reason I use Foursquare is so I can kick my brother out of all the mayorships he has here in town.
Do you enjoy Foursquare?
Only when I kick my brother out of mayorships.
I'm trying to decide about Foursquare. I used it constantly over the last week when I was traveling, but I don't know why. I keep trying to decide why I'm using Foursquare.
And then you see people like checking in from the runway or from a certain flight.
I'm on a plane. You know what? Hey, I added something this week that if anyone ever finds this, I'll send you $5. I checked in this week from a combine. I said, I'm on a combine. So if any of you can find that, there you go.
I mean, it's cool like to announce like, hey, I'm in Hell's Kitchen at a bar in the middle of the night. Because that's not a place I would normally be. But other than that, it's like,
sure.
And I don't like announce every place I am. I mean, you don't care when I go to the grocery store. I don't care when I go to the grocery store, but I don't know. Until I see more use out of these things, when, you know, it's a novelty. And I'm still not the mayor of the Atlanta airport. I was the mayor for the Atlanta airport for like half an hour back in the day. That was very cool. Some other just random news. There's a great story out of Michigan today about a woman who bought an Evo at some third party, not a Sprint store, but like a third party retailer. Apparently it had a whole bunch of porn on it. So I wrote up little helpful hints of how to make sure you don't leave porn on your phone. Just, you know, because the more you know, knowing is half the battle.
Don't leave porn. Teach people how to wipe their tracks. They'll love you for it.
The Droid X scavenger hunt that Motorola's been doing, they've had these random tweets, not random, but just very vague. This phone is somewhere in New York City. It's a very powerful phone. It's like, okay. But now they're actually giving out GPS coordinates. We're not going to do posts on all of these because it's just going to be ridiculous. So what you need to do is follow us on Twitter, follow Droid Landing on Twitter. We'll retweet them, but no, we're not going to do posts on every single one, especially since the first one they did today was found in like 20 minutes somewhere on the west side of Manhattan, a dock somewhere.
Yeah, if you see coordinates that say Pensacola or West Virginia, then you might, you know, get a post out of it, but
but otherwise, no. And those Evo versus iPhone cartoons, if you haven't seen them, they're just hilarious. They've been, you must have seen them by now. They were so damn funny. They're also very potty mouthed. So I apologize for not putting a warning on the last batch that we embedded on the blog. But apparently the guy wasn't going to be fired by Best Buy. And then he said, screw you, I quit. So good on him. Hope he finds a job. So if you haven't watched them, go watch them. They're hilarious. That's all I can say about that. You want to do some emails and voicemails? Should we do emails first or voicemails? Up to you guys.
Let's do a voicemail first, then we'll go into email.
And we will start with Andy.
Hey, guys. This is Andy from Wisconsin. I have a Sprint Hero, and I had two quick questions for you guys. Do you know of an app that I can use to have different notification sounds for my email and text and things like that, instead of all the notifications having the same sound? And two, do you know if any of the guys like over at XDA Developers or anywhere have looked at putting 2.2 on a Sprint Hero? I'd be interested in rooting my phone and doing that if it looks like it worked. So that's all I got. Thanks for the great podcast, and look forward to hearing my answers. Thank you.
Jerry, you're the hero guy.
Oh, yeah,
apps that'll
his first question, I mean, that's controlled by the app, the messaging app. You can set your own ringtone, or you could install Handset and set a different, you know, notification tone for each person in your address book. I don't know of any way to do that for the email client or the Gmail client, but I have suggested to several people that that's something that would probably go over really well. So let's hope somebody wants to listen. And I suggest you do the same. If you see a developer that's asking for ideas, you know, go ahead and let them know what you think. They really do want to hear. And as far as Froyo, yes, Froyo for the Hero is on GitHub, the Sprint Hero, and they have already built a test version. I would keep an eye on the front page of Android Central within the next week or two. When they get something that they're willing to put out in the public for testing, I'll make sure everybody knows about it, because, you know, everybody with the Hero wants to get Froyo, so so we'll let you all know.
I'm sorry it's not getting it officially, but I'm glad.
Me too. It, you know. So.
Well, yeah, because you were wrong. Because you were dead wrong.
I was wrong.
All right, here's our pal Javier from Miramar.
It's for the Android Central podcast. Just have a question about, I own an HTC Evo. The number 2 speed dial is taken up by the Sprint customer service, which is start 2. I cannot remove that speed dial from the number 2 button. I want to take it off so I can put my own speed dial for the number 2. And if you guys know, I would appreciate it. Love the show. This is Javier calling from Miramar, Florida.
Now, back in the Windows Mobile days, you could do a registry edit that would change this. But, Jerry, is there anything on the Android side?
I really don't know. I don't think that there's, you know, you're not going to be able to find an app that does it or anything. It may be possible for somebody that, you know, wants to dig deep into the system, or it could be something built into the radio image and we're not going to be able to touch it. But I really don't know. I've never looked into it. So, you know, that's something I can look at. I don't know, you know, anybody else to even think of to have him ask. But I'll take a look, and if we find something, we'll talk about it next week.
GK Smith, or whatever your name is in the chat room, says, hack an INI file. That takes me back. That's nice.
Yeah, and the Glock, there's a hack on the G1, but that's a GSM phone. It has a whole lot more configuration files than a CDMA phone. Sprint and Verizon, a lot of that functionality is built into the radio image, so it's iffy.
Here comes Mel from the Midwest. Mel.
Hey guys, it's Mel from the Midwest. I have a bunch of questions, bunch of questions, but I saw in a Sprint store one of the demo phones chained to the counter had a way to toggle between Sense and native Android. And I would love to try that. And that particular store is out of my way, not where I'm going currently. And I've called Sprint Tech Support, and they're trying to figure out how to do that. But is it a widget? Is it an app? Is it a setting that I can't find? That would be a cool thing to be able to see what native Android looks like. Keep up the good work. I have other questions, but we'll catch you another time. And have a great week. Looking forward to hearing your reply.
What it probably was somebody had probably put a launcher on the thing, like an ADW launcher, a Launcher Pro, and then it was just asking which one you wanted to launch by default. I'm still not crazy about, like, getting rid of Sense on a Sense phone, but these launchers are getting really good, and I've been using them more. So I think I'm starting to change my mind on them a little bit and not be so down on them. But that's all that was. When Mel said he had lots of questions, he did, and I cut a few of them out. So we've answered some of them earlier. So, like, quick on an update, Mel. So I know you asked about that. So there you go. And finally, here comes Alex.
Hi, guys. This is Alex from Austria. I called because two podcasts ago, you guys talked about that Evernote is very good for recording when you got your last haircut, or when you need your next haircut, or your air condition thingies and stuff on. And there is a way much better app for that. It's called Days Until. Days Until on one page shows you exactly when is your next date or thingy and the days. So I click here, for instance, and I see, okay, blood donation in 3 days, my birthday 17 days, I have to go to the postal office 18 days, my next vacation in California 103 days, my next vacation in Paris 180 days, and so on. So, and every day, of course, it changes because it gets 1 day into it. And now to the haircut part, I have here one click, an arrow, and when I click it, I have the other directions. So, because it's called days until, but now it's days when it was. I don't know. My English is bad. And, of course, it has a widget which shows you only in a small window the next thing what's coming up. So here, my blood donation in 3 days. So it's called Days Until, and it's way better than Evernote. I mean, I love Evernote for every other thing, but not for this one. Days Until rocks.
Oh, my God. Tell you, Mickey. Sounded exactly like my grandfather.
Oh. There you go, Mickey. The gauntlet's been thrown.
And you know what? I am actually recording something in Evernote as we speak. I've got a, we got something happening tomorrow. Any of you have landscapers? My landscaper is coming tomorrow. And that shows me because at one time he showed up and he said, oh, I'm coming tomorrow. And I'm like, dude, you were just here like 2 weeks ago. You come every 4 weeks. He's like, oh, I was? That's right. Evernote saved me there. So there you go.
Well, thank you guys for the voicemails. Those were
that was good. That was really fun.
Let's crank through these emails real quick. We got a few. Parker writes, I'm hearing a lot of hype about overclocking on mobile devices now that the birth of set CPU is here. I'm considering investigating the benefits. What's your opinion on it? Does it work? Is it safe? Is battery drain significant? Yeah, I mean, look, you're overclocking, and that's always dangerous. There's the risk of turning your phone into a small glowing pile of slag on your desk, which probably won't happen, but you need to know it's a possibility. Jerry, I mean, how stable are these things at this point?
Most anything that gets released, you know, for the general public use, mm-hmm. it's just a little voltage trick, and it's okay. It's definitely going to void your warranty, and it's going to, you know, decrease the life of your processor, and it's going to make it run a little hotter than it's, you know, designed to. But it's generally safe. You hear some of the crazy things, or if you get deep into the development stuff, I blew up 2 phones last week playing with wires and soldering irons. That's something you want to stay away from. But, you know, small overclocks, they generally tend to be okay.
Mostly harmless?
Mostly. Yeah. You have to always remember that it does affect things slightly.
I'm reading the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy again, so mostly harmless. All right, who wants the next one?
I'll take her. Peter writes, I'm on the second week of my Sprint Evo, coming from the iPhone after a brief stint with the AT&T Palm Pre. My question for the podcast is about Bluetooth. I'm loving the Android operating system, but the Bluetooth handling is problematic. Is there a patch for this? I tried installing the Bluetooth headset button fix in the Android market, but all it did was turn on every audio application all at once. Let's just say it was a good thing I wasn't driving when I tried to use this for the first time. You know, I personally don't know about any fixes for this. I'm not sure if you guys have any thoughts on it because I don't have an Evo.
Jerry?
I don't have any Bluetooth devices that don't work with the Evo, so I've never even, you know, considered it. I'm not a big Bluetooth guy. It works in my car, and it works with the one headset that I, you know, use to listen to podcasts and stuff. So I don't know if there's any fixes out there. It's probably going to be the actual Bluetooth stack from Google, and there's not a whole lot we can do about it.
No, I think it's probably HTC getting involved. I've got a Motorola HX17 headset that I haven't gotten to work on my Nexus. I need to try it again on the Evo. I don't want to speak out of turn on that. But it didn't work on the Nexus, and I want to say it didn't work on the Incredible. Maybe it's just the Nexus. I don't remember. I need to go back and check. But I've had problems with this before. But whereas every other phone I have, including old Windows Mobile stuff, worked just fine. So, yeah, there are some tricky things out there. And just, I hate to say, you know, trial and effect, you know, cause, not cause and effect, trial and error. But sometimes it is, and it sucks. So, sorry. Jerry, you're up.
Okay, Ted writes, I just wanted to tell you a funny little bug in Android's Grass Live wallpaper. I live in Alaska, and where I live, it officially does not get dark from June 6th to July 6th. Well, I got a Nexus One a couple weeks ago, and having heard about how the Grass Live wallpaper used your current location to set the lighting of the background, I set it up as my wallpaper. Whew! To my surprise, in the middle of the day, the background showed a dark sky with stars. In fact, this is the background I saw any time I looked at the wallpaper. Until that is, I looked at it about 2 a.m., it was showing daylight. I downloaded the Grass wallpaper source code and discovered that it doesn't use sunset and sunrise variables, but instead calculates the morning and evening twilight times and adds or subtracts 2 hours from that for sunrise and sunset. Well, up here, at this time of year, there are no twilight times, so it gets a zero. When it adds and subtracts the 2 hours, sunset becomes a negative value, and the logic of the day-night shading is reversed. Neat. Yeah,
that's interesting
really
as
neat.
Hell.
Yeah. And
what?
Yo, good on you for downloading the code and looking at it. Fix it. Send it back to Google. They'd love to hear from you. That's what open source is all about.
I'll put it in the, I promise I'll put it in the show notes this week because I forgot last week, but there's that Google kind of repository for bugs. Mm-hmm. That's the perfect place to put something like this. So I will put it in the show notes this week. I promise.
Probably. I can see Russia from my house.
Oh, stop it. Telus writes, on podcast number 19, there was a question about Bluetooth options for a guy who was a janitor. He wanted to listen to podcasts without wires. An option that works for me is the Motorola H17. This headset pretty much streams everything from the text messages to all audio directly to the headset when combined with the MotoSpeak software downloaded. It has phenomenal sound quality and totally comfortable to wear for hours. Maybe he can check it out. There you go.
Nice.
Is that the one I was using? No, can't be.
Hmm.
Nope. I think this is one that Dieter used to like, because it's got like the flip little ear thing, like power button thing. So you flip it open and it's on, close it and it's off.
Oh, yeah, that would be handy.
I might have to try that. Yeah.
All right. Finally, Elliot writes, do you think the Moto Droid is still a high-end Android phone? Will it get 2.2, and would you still recommend it, even though the internals are last year? I love the hardware looks, and from what I've heard, if it gets 2.2, it should make the hardware seem much faster. I do need a keyboard, so this to me is the cream of the crop. Is it true that Android 2.2 will make the phone faster than it is today? I don't really want to wait for the Droid 2, or is that just stupid? Coming from AT&T and think Verizon should be an improvement. Well, I will give my 2 cents, and I know you guys, you deal with this much more than I do, but I would say that waiting for the Droid 2 is probably worth it just because of the spec increase and whatnot. Depending on where you are, the Verizon jump may be better than what you have on AT&T, but again, that's totally situational and depending on where you are and what you use it for and all that kind of stuff. 2.2 will certainly make it faster, though. If you're waiting for something, you may be waiting, you know, for a little while. Again, you may be waiting for a little while to see when the Droid 2 comes out too. So, if it's something where you need it today, if you need a keyboard and you're okay with a Droid keyboard, then I would say go for it. But if you can wait, I would say wait a little bit because you're right. It is a little old. It came out last November. And so you're going to be buying hardware that will probably be, next year in the next couple of months.
I have to agree with Mickey. I mean, you know, personally, I will always, you know, want to get the biggest and best to, you know, not worry necessarily about Froyo, but Gingerbread and beyond. But, you know, the Droid, it's still a high-end phone. It's still better than most everything else out there. It's, you know, it's not quite as good from the spec point of view as the couple newer phones and the to-be-released phones. And it will get a lot faster with 2.2. But personally, I would suggest you at least find out a little bit more information about the Droid 2 before you make a decision, because you'll probably want to start looking beyond Froyo. And there is the possibility that the Droid won't get it. Now, I hate to say that because people are going to just want to kill me for it, but there's always that
possibility. No, the Droid's getting Froyo.
No, I meant Gingerbread.
Oh, yeah.
Went beyond 2.2.
if you can get it cheap, like if you get one for like $100, $150, maybe even $200 just outright, I might say absolutely go for it. There aren't many phones that, you know, that are closing in on a year old that I would recommend. But the Droid would absolutely be one of them. The thing is just a workhorse, and it feels like a workhorse. And I would have no problem telling somebody, if you can get one off contract for $200 or less, do it in a heartbeat. Even if it only lasts you like an extra, you know, 6, 8, 10 months, you know, so be it. But I still think that's a good buy. I love the Droid. I would have no problem carrying it around with me right now.
And the Droid's a perfect, you know, first look at Android too, because it's a good example of just what you can do, because it still does just about anything that can be done yet, that we haven't moved beyond the capabilities of the Droid. So, you know, that it, like Phil says, if you can find it at the right price, it's a no-brainer. But, you know, if you're going to stick yourself with it for 2 years, I would take a good hard look.
That's it.
That's it.
The end.
If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can send us an email, podcast@androidcentral.com, or leave a voicemail to 888-468-6158, extension 222. The show and the site brought to you by the Android Central Store, found at store.androidcentral.com. You can also give us a call, 888-468-6158. You'll go right directly to the store. You can also follow us on Twitter, at Android Central is the account for the site. At Phil Nickinson is our fearless leader. At TCPJ_Mickey is me. And at GBHIL is Jerry. You can also follow the list of all of our other writers over at Android Central.
Mickey, Jerry, good to talk to you as always. See you in a week. See everybody in the chat room in a week. This chat room is nuts. You guys are incredible.
We hit over 720 people this week. That's amazing.
Yeah. On LeBron night, too. We probably had more people than were watching LeBron. Everything I see on Twitter is that was kind of a letdown. Oh, my God. You don't even want to know. Oh, wait, no. That's LeVar Burton retweeting somebody. Never mind. LeVar Burton himself said this. He's retweeting somebody from Playboy Radio. Interesting. Anyway.
Wait, Playboy Radio?
Yeah.
Is there an app for that?
SiriusXM.
Okay. Because I'll look for, I find, and this is going to be funny, I find Playboy articles really interesting, and I'd love to listen to them on the phone.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it this week. We'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. See ya.
Bye.
Adios.
Green Day.
No.
Yeah, that was my guess, but I have
some
no
guy's
idea.
Kids band.
No, that's the other one. That was Guns N' Wankers.
Ooh.
Yeah, you laugh.
Phil's a Guns N' Wanker.
All right, let's do a podcast.
Guns and Wankers is what it is.
Guns N' Wankers. Yeah, English band formed out of somebody else. I forget who. God, I think I've had that CD since like high school.